Everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles. How you doing?
There is Miles.
Miles. I'm here with my friend Fidel.
With your friend who?
My friend Fidel.
Fidel?
He's recovering from his accident. Over
Castro?
I fall down, go boom. I feel like a fucking little baby, you know what I mean? I don't know, I feel like an asshole.
I was,
My pants, my pants sensed it, and my inflated balls blew up and saved me.
I was,
I bounced on my balls.
I was on a trip recently, I was joking about that, too. I said when he fell down, he's got that little, bulletproof, yarmulke he wears.
Right.
It popped off his head and went ting, 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 ting.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the people that made the stairs for the stage, they've been killed. They're dead.
So you're telling? Right, are you telling me that you're related to Castro somehow?
I know. I'm broadcasting here with Myros tonight.
Because I think your wife, whenever you do imitations of your wife, you sound kind of like you're Cuban. Or like she's Cuban.
Oh, that's why she likes it. She likes blowing out a cigar.
Yeah.
All right, Fidel, that's enough. Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
So, what's going on?
We like to make our yearly pilgrimage over to Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
You do?
Yeah, my little family does. There's a little Halloween goings on, you know.
Oh, yeah?
And last year, I don't know if you remember this, I kind of talked about like this spooky kind of ride my kids were on. I don't know if you remember that or not. It was like a, you know, help me out here. It's a
Scrambler?
No, but not America. What is that there?
Merry-go-round?
Ferris wheel.
Oh, Ferris wheel, right.
I was saying how kind of scary it was. And it had like shooting flames. And
yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter, but. This year, they decided to put in, like, all these bouncy things.
In the Ferris wheel?
No, there's no more Ferris wheel. Let's go.
I'm like, that could be kind of bad if it was open cages.
No, the Ferris wheel's gone. I was just trying to remind you of my pilgrimage here I make. But,
all right.
So now it's, like, all these little bouncy things that kids like to do, you know.
I guess I don't know what you mean by bouncy things.
Inflatable, bouncy... You know, your kids got to take your shoes off and go in them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, $4 a kid, right?
How many of those things do they have?
They had about half a dozen, actually.
Oh, for kids to jump around in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All sorts of different ones, right?
I've only seen one, usually.
No, they had it like this little area roped off.
Hey, let your kids jump like crazy.
So, like, my wife and I, my two sons, who are like 8 and 6, plus, they have a little friend with them. That's about 7.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so I got 3 kids, right?
I hear you.
It's like $4 to get in. I'm like super cheap anyway. I'm like, oh, cheap.
Yeah, really, you're cheap.
I know. Well, here's the deal. Now, the second we get in there, my oldest son has discovered that he has lost part of his Halloween costume.
Dad, I lost the arrow.
Yeah, basically, you know, he's like,
it's pointy.
Whoops, there it is. No.
Yeah, because you made him Steve Martin or something. I the arrow
the
to
sword.
There.
No, but...
No, you could go with Steve Martin. I did this one year when it was popular.
Yeah.
So I still got the outfit.
Yeah, so... Excuse me. So my wife, like, immediately takes off to go looking for this, and now I'm in charge of, like, 3 kids.
Oh, bad news.
Yeah. And so now it's been, like... Up until then, it was clear. I mean, it was clear at the time, but up until then, it was like torrential downpour.
Oh,
right?
So it's like wet jumping and things.
It's wet jumping things, and kids are supposed to take their shoes off, right?
Oh, so it's even worse.
That's... And it's like dark out. It's like this time at night.
Yeah.
And all they really got light in this thing is like these 4 heavy floodlights.
And a couple of cars' headlights.
Yeah. So either you're blinded by the frickin' light.
With bugs scatting at them, you know.
Or it's like complete darkness. It's either or, right?
Sounds like a good horror movie.
So, like, the kids are running back and forth to all this crap. I'm trying to keep them straight.
Hey, get over here!
They're throwing their shoes around, and it's so dark, you can't tell even what color frickin' shoes are. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? Right?
Yeah.
So I start freaking out, yelling at kids.
Because Lord knows you can't afford to buy another pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You already got like three pair with shit all over them anyway.
Yeah,
in the backyard.
You ever go to a public thing and there's always that one parent that's like acting inappropriately and yelling at kids? And
what do you mean? Like tell them to quit it or what?
Like, you know, slapping kids around and yelling and getting all like way worked up. That was me last night.
Hey!
I was just watching three kids and I was losing. I'm like, God damn it, man. You know, I could not keep them together. They didn't want to stay together.
Right.
Which I'm totally, like, freaked out because my wife's not there to help. Right?
Right. Well, she can take care of the kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's got the background for it.
Yeah.
I don't. So
she's got the background.
The kids are running in the mud with, like, bare feet and socks and all this crap. I go, where's your shoes? I don't know.
I threw them over there just past the light.
You know, people are kicking them around like it's hacky sack. I mean, I'm like, I can't even keep track of the frickin' shoes.
You tie the laces in a knot and put them around your neck and jump.
I know. And then, prior to coming into this jumpy thing, this jumpy area, if you will, my kid's friend, like, wiped out in the mud. And he's covered. His pants are just covered with frickin' mud.
So now he's getting mud all over the jumpy thing.
Well, he goes, hey, Mr. Miles, do you think they'll allow me in to the jumpy ball thing? And I'm like, I don't know, you know, little, you know, Steven, why don't you go ask, you know?
You call him Seaman?
Steven, not Seaman, no. So he asked one of the operators, and the guy's like, well, don't ask me, you know, I just run the thing, I don't know.
Don't ask me, I'm wasted.
Yeah, I know, like, the guy wouldn't give him a freaking answer, so I'm like, you know, I'm just like, fuck, just go, just get out of my sight, go.
Don't ask me, I'm drunk.
I'm, like, totally just losing it at this point.
This is my third hour with all these children jumping.
It felt like the third hour, believe me. My wife finally shows up. She's located, you know, part of this costume. It was a mask.
What was he dressed up as?
My oldest boy is Frankenstein this year.
Oh, what did he lose, like a neck bolt or something?
No, the actual mask.
Oh.
The rubber mask.
How'd he lose the actual mask?
We were on a train ride, and he left it on the train.
Oh, okay.
And this is kind of a long story, probably not a funny one, but
that makes sense, though. I thought maybe he was just walking into the place and he lost it.
No, he, but I was like totally, like, inappropriately losing it, you know. I'm just, like, yelling, using profanity. And,
hey, you fucking kids, get over here.
Fuckers, get over here. You know?
And then the ride guy was like, yeah, you fuckers, get over here. You got the right idea, buddy. You just call them all fuckers.
Thank God my wife finally shows up.
If I didn't have the TB, I'd have a better job.
I know. My wife finally shows up.
Yeah.
And I finally bargained with her. I go, listen, I'll watch the youngest kid. You watch the two oldest kids.
There you go.
And all was well again. But I mean, it seemed like an eternity. I'm like, God, this is like horror. You know, it's like this whole shoe dilemma thing. You know, it's just kids running out in the frickin', you know, mud, you know.
Could they go from, like, one jumpy thing to the other one?
Yeah.
Oh, so for $4 you got more than one jumpy thing.
Right, yeah. I mean, you could just jump your little ass off.
And they all kept changing their mind and wanted to go to the next one, right?
Yeah, they're jumping. Like, well, let's jump to the ball pit and let's jump into this thing.
I see.
Let's go in the obstacle course one. And
I didn't quite get that image yet.
Yeah, there was, like, all these different ones.
So, basically, they should have put their shoes on after every one of
right,
those.
Right, which I was trying to keep track of, but
but you didn't,
due to this frickin' lighting situation, you know?
It was blinding and it was dark.
I was like, it was like that, you know, that old video of the Twilight Zone. The guy gets out on stage at bright lights on him.
Yeah.
It was like that.
I see.
If that's not reaching back too far. But
yeah, that might be reaching back a little.
I couldn't think of anything better. But, okay, but
maybe it's like looking into a light and being in the dark. I don't know.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. It's just like, God damn, I can't. You know, it's like breaking out of Stalag 17 or something. It's like, Jesus, it's bright, you know?
Yeah.
It's either like, you know, bright, you know, like the rapture or something, or, you know, just dark. And you know.
So everybody's okay, though, right?
Yeah, well, the problem was my wife had all my kids were wearing, like, these dark boots, like black boots.
Oh, okay.
Because so they're like monsters. You know,
right, they're monsters. What was the other kid?
He was Dracula.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know,
and what was the third kid?
Third kid really wasn't nothing. He was just visiting.
He was the mud kid.
Yeah, he was looked like he fell in a pile of shit or something. He was like, you know, like, I'm saving.
I'm a rancher. This is poop.
Yeah, I mean, he's covered. His pants are covered. They're like, you think I can jump too? I'm like, for $4, yeah, you are. You're going to jump in your underwear. If we have to. I don't give a damn. You're going to.
We're going to pay jump. $4. You're not going to jump.
You either jump or fight. And Charlie, don't jump. Right?
You're, oh, you see, you're like Robert Duvall in Apocalypse
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I didn't want to go with that reference.
Were you walking around with a pack of cards, throwing them onto shoes?
Yeah, you're
Ace of Spades, King of Hearts.
It was like 100 million kids in this thing. You know?
Yeah.
My God, I was just like totally losing it.
Oh, man.
I told my wife, I go, I need a freaking drink after this. Jesus
Christ. Well, you should have had a drink before, like me.
Yeah, I know. She's like, never become a teacher, okay, Miles? Never, ever do that.
Well, but see, the difference is the responsibility aspect, I think.
Yeah.
If you're at the school, you're really not necessarily responsible for how they act. You know? I mean, it can get on your nerves, but if they lose their shoes, who cares? They're not your kids.
Hey, I couldn't even handle the ball pit, man.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but I mean, you know, what about the dudes running it? They can become teachers?
I don't know. The one guy is like, don't ask me. I'm just staying here.
I'm not going to judge anybody.
I go, God forbid this thing bursts into flame somehow. These kids are dead because this son of a bitch is going to be standing here.
Hey, I can't help you. I don't know where the extinguisher is.
I don't know. I'm just doing this.
Yeah. Well, that's harrowing.
Yeah.
A harrowing parent story.
Yeah, I know. It was actually funnier at the time.
Yeah.
Now that I'm sick tonight, though, it's not quite as funny. But.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be any funnier, but...
Okay.
Remember last week, I told you that I got the thing cut off my nose, right?
Oh, yeah. Guano or something.
Yeah. So it's been like a week.
Right.
And I'm realizing what that thing was.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what it was?
What was it?
It was my nose clit.
See, already you've killed my story, you son of a bitch. All right, you got me right here. Keep going. Nose clit. I want to hear more.
Oh, I only realized this because
over the
course of the week, like I got it, it got whacked off on last Friday, right? We talk on Sunday.
Right.
So I had more than a whole week now to experience it being gone.
Right.
And I've noticed that my nose is not nearly as sensitive as it once was.
Yeah.
I feel like I've one of those women in Africa whose tribal ritual is to cut out their clit or whatever.
Right, right.
And now when I touch my nose,
yeah.
I don't have the same feelings that I did before.
Oh, my God.
And I'm really missing it, so it's really kind of a revelation, and I feel kind of bad now.
Wow.
Because the weird thing was, you know, because it was that bump, right?
Right.
So if I touched the tip of it, and I moved it, I got sensation all over this larger area.
You always made that, like, bewitched look, you know, when you did that. You're like, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, like, when I wiggle my nose, right?
Yeah.
So I've realized that that's what that was, and I've mutilated myself. So
you lost your nose erection.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know if it was like an erection, but yeah. But it just was weird. I'm like,
that's weird.
Now, I mean, after things have been said and done, you know, it's already been biopsied and everything.
Right.
There's no way, you know, unless it grows back, which it still may.
Do you have, like, a big divot in your nose?
It's a slight divot, yeah.
Like, when you sneeze, does, like, shit come out of
No, it's not that. It's not that deep, for Christ's sake.
Are you like a whale now or something?
Yeah, I've got a blowhole at the top of my nose. Hey, there's Flipper!
Well, where's his nose clit?
Yeah, right. Well.
Nose clit.
I lost my nose clit.
Man.
So, I'm a little bummed out by that. I was, you know.
I bet.
It was kind of a weird deal now. Having the realization was even weirder, but, you know.
Yeah, really.
But I figured I'd just fess up and tell you what it was. And
Well, I'm glad you shared that. I'm glad you blew my story out of the water at the same time. Thank you.
It's not really that, you know, greatest story, but, you know, it's a bit of a revelation.
Say nose clit, and you just doubled the laugh on this show. Absolutely,
so,
doubled the laugh.
I was thinking, you know, we should do, like, a whole, you know, if I would have kept it, now that it's gone, it's the whole idea. I had all these ideas now that it's gone.
Yeah.
But I'm sure other people out there have nose clits. And
we should have had, like, someone stimulate it for you.
It could have been some kind of weird fetish club. Or,
yeah. Now, who's to say it wasn't either? I don't know.
That's what I mean. We could have had a bulletin board with, you know, with little people's pictures of their nose clits.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's that would be a cross-gender kind of thing, you know.
I mean, how does it look now?
It looks fine, actually. It's just a little bit of a divot. It's still a little red.
I picture you look like one of those people from, you know, Beneath the Planet of the Apes or something.
No.
It's really weird looking.
It wasn't that big. I mean, it's...
It was.
Well, that's what you say.
It was like a sight for a gun on your nose or something.
That it was like that, yes, that's
like,
true.
I don't know what. You know, like,
but, yeah, now I don't have, you know, it's like I'm touching my nose right now for everybody. And the spot where it used to be is a little bit of a divot there.
Right.
And it just certainly doesn't feel the same, you know.
That might be more distracting.
Well, it's going to fill in eventually.
You think?
Once it heals up, yeah.
Yeah.
And no, it's not quite as distracting as the sight.
I mean, how did you even, like, function with that big mountain on your nose?
It didn't bother me. It's like, you know.
It had to be out of your eyesight or something.
It was just kind of like that dude, what was his name, that Rocky dude from, you know?
Mask,
yeah. He functioned, right? You know.
Yeah, well, true.
Elephant Man functioned. It was a little weird, but.
Apparently, yeah.
I still was out in the world, you know.
Yeah.
Not too many people commented on it, but.
Right, except me.
Yeah, you had the tendency to comment a little more than
I had the cojones to say something.
Right. Well, but if you saw me from one side, my right side, you couldn't see it because it was a little bit over on the left side of the nose, so. Now, on the left side, you saw, you caught everything right there.
You could not miss it.
Couldn't miss it. So now, yeah, but now, blowing the nose, not as good of an experience as it used to be. I could blow my nose for hours.
I bet.
Not now. Doesn't have the same attraction.
I bet.
You know?
Yeah.
Wake up in the middle of the night, blow my nose, blow my nose, blow my nose.
The thrill is gone.
Not anymore. Not anymore.